So basically, anyone in North Carolina who could be part of the outbreak should already know it.
All 93 of the patients from the clinic in High Point and the clinic in Wilson have been contacted.
That's Julie Henry. She's a spokeswoman for the State Department of Health and Human Services. She says High Point and Wilson are the only places where patients received spinal injections of the tainted steroid. It's commonly used to treat back pain, and it came from a New England pharmacy. According to the Centers for Disease Control, it's connected to 119 cases of meningitis and 11 deaths nationwide. While Henry says there are still only two cases in North Carolina, some people who received the injections are not in the clear yet.
The incubation period could be anywhere between 1 and 4 weeks, so we're not out of the woods yet, but we have made contact with those individuals. They know what to be looking for.
Dr. Zach Moore of the NC Division of Public Health says the symptoms can seem minor at first, headaches, fever, neck stiffness, and sensitivity to light. But meningitis can lead to strokes and even death if untreated.
We want people to be vigilant about symptoms, even if they don't necessarily seem severe to them, because some of the cases that we've seen have started out with minimal symptoms.
The state health department also says more than 200 people in Durham received injections of the tainted steroid in their joints. They too have been contacted as a precaution, although only spinal injections have been tied to the meningitis outbreak. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.